For a second, I saw the shark's head and the rope that had disappeared into its mouth, and that's the last thing I remember seeing for a long, long time. For when the shark's tail bashed the cage again, the cage slid down 4 or 5 feet and swung into the darkness beneath the boat. I knew what would happen next. I had heard of it happening once before. The shark's teeth would sever the rope. My survival would depend on precisely where the rope was severed. If the shark found itself free of the cage, it would flee, leaving the cage to drift away and perhaps sink. Someone from the boat would get a line to me, eventually. But if the rope stayed caught in the shark's mouth, the animal might drag the cage to the bottom 50 feet away and beat it to pieces. If I were to have a chance of surviving, I would have to find the rope, grab it, and cut it, all while being tumbled about like dice in a cup. I reached for the knife in the rubber sheath strapped to my leg. This isn't really happening. It can't be. I'm just a writer. I write fiction. It was happening, though, and somewhere in the chaos of my beleaguered brain, I appreciated the irony. How many other writers, I wondered, have had the privilege of writing the story that foretells their own grisly demise? Chapter 2. 2001. The Summer of Hype. After shark attacks, that is, genuine attacks, not the kind staged from the safety of cages, had dominated the news in the summer of 2001, I contacted George Burgess, director of the International Shark Attack File at the University of Florida, and requested, early in 2002, the latest figures for 2001. Worldwide, the number of shark attacks recorded in 2001 was 67, down from 85 the year before. In the United States, 52 people were attacked by sharks in 2001, exactly 2 fewer than in 2000. As for fatalities, 4 people in the world died from shark bites in 2001, 12 in 2000. In sum, then, said Mr. Burgess, 2001 was an average year by U.S. standards and below average internationally. Most important, serious attacks were way down. Why, then, the shark hysteria of 2001? Because of a conjunction of disparate factors that came together all at once. There was, first of all, the intangible but everlasting blend of fear and fascination with which human...